Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 24th December 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dear Lord, please fill my being so that nothing untoward disturbs your presence in me, so that everything I do, I know I do it for you. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan where we adore our Divine Lord as Hari, as Madhava, as Vithala, as Govinda. And the first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, Sai Naam Gaate Chalo.
So this is what we will learn now, and let's get familiar with its lyrics. After the lyrics, we will listen to the tune of the bhajan and also dwell on the raga and the bhava of the bhajan. What this bhajan conveys, and Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University, will share with us his insights on what this bhajan means to him. And through his reflections, let us derive our own meanings and our own ways of connecting to the Lord through this bhajan.
Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, Sai Naam Gaate Chalo, Madhava Govinda Govinda माधव नाम गाते चलो गोविंद विठला गोपाल विठला जय परति विठला जय साई विठला माधव गोविंद गोविंद माधव नाम गाते चलो. This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Madhyam.
Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, Sai Naam Gaate Chalo.
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 Madhava Govinda Govinda Madhava 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 Naam Gaate Chalo.
Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, साई नाम गाते चलो,
हरि नाम गाते चलो, साई नाम गाते चलो,
गोविंद विठला गोपाल विठला,
गोविंद विठला गोपाल विठला,
गोविंद विठला गोपाल विठला,
गोविंद विठला गोपाल विठला,
जय परति विठला जय साई 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 विठला,
माधव गोविंद गोविंद माधव नाम गाते चलो,
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 हरि नाम गाते चलो, साई नाम गाते चलो,
So that is how this energetic bhajan flows. You heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh. And for those of us who like to play this in different musical instruments and want to know what are the swaras that make this bhajan so lively and so beautiful, Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This vibrant bhajan belongs to the raga Charukeshi.
Okay.
In the Hindustani and Carnatic classical music. It's a very energetic bhajan indeed. And I remember the first time I heard this bhajan is in one of the Nagara Sangirtan sessions.
So apt.
Yeah. Harinam gate chalo.
Yes.
And you keep singing his name and going.
Yes. Going forward,
yeah.
Onward.
So I heard this in the morning Nagara Sangirtan in the mandir. So okay. I was just wow for this bhajan.
Yes.
What an energetic bhajan and yes. Very apt. Meaning and...
It will wake us up from our sleep hangover also.
Yeah. So, coming to the raga, it's a beautiful raga. Actually, if you see the raga, you can say it is a bit emotional and you have the minor element in it like...
Sa ga pa da... Dani sa dani ni da pa ma ga re ga ma re sa da dani re ni sa.
It is the da of Darbari.
Exactly. So it is the komal da.
Sari shudri ga shudga mapada.
Dha is komal dha.
Nisa.
Nis, komal ni.
Sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. Sarigama pada ni da pada ma ga ma re ni da sa ga re.
Charukishi. Also you have
Nanda Nandana Navanita Chora Gokula Bala Venu Gopala.
So the beauty of this raga is you have the Shuddha, which makes you feel like it's like a major happy raga.
Yes.
Sagapa.
But when the dha comes in suddenly,
yes. Sagapada Sa re ga ma pa da ni da pa.
So it has a both blend of the happiness and the sadness as well. Like especially in the bhajan, Nanda Nandana Navanita Chora.
Yes.
Mathura Nath Hare Krishna Gopala Shyam Gopala Sai Gopala.
All this are coming in the
sa ga pa. Sanipa.
Amazing.
Whereas the next line,
Vanamali Giridhari Shyam Gopala.
There, that the emotional aspect of Charakishita.
What you mentioned is so beautiful, and I can feel it as you're singing. You can sing that same bhajan, Nanda Nandana, very happy.
Exactly.
Or you can sing the same bhajan, very emotional.
Yeah. And the raga actually supports both the
feelings.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So that's the beauty of Charukeshi.
Anirudh, why don't you do a demonstration? Those two lines that you sang, just sing it very happy and sing it very emotional.
Yeah, sure.
Mathura Nath Hare Krishna Gopala. Mathura Nath Hare Krishna Gopala. Shyam Gopala, Sai Gopala. Shyam Gopala, Sai Gopala.
It's more a joyous feeling when you sing that.
Mathura Nath Hare Krishna Gopala. Mathura Nath Hare Krishna Gopala. Shyam Gopala. Sai Gopala, Shyam Gopala, Sai Gopala, Vanamali Giridhari, Shyam Gopala, Vanamali Giridhari, Shyam Gopala, Gokula Bala, Venu Gopala.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. See, Is that true for this bhajan also, Hari Naam Gaate Chalo?
Definitely, yeah, we can explore and see.
Yes, and this is something for every keen student of music and someone who really loves bhajan, loves to keep discovering beauty of bhajans can do. You know, just try to give different feel, because the raga is such that it can convey both these feelings so beautifully.
Very true. As you were saying regarding the discovery of beauty of the bhajan, there's a beautiful variation in this bhajan. Generally, we sing that in Mandir, in the second line.
Madhava Govinda, Govinda Madhava Naam Gaate Chalo.
This is the first time. And in the second time,
Madhava Govinda, Govinda Madhava Naam Gaate Chalo.
Amazing. So, we can even appreciate the beauty of Charakeshi more in these variations.
Yes.
Of course, it's just optional to give the variations. It's not mandatory. But the feel of the bhajan is
Depending
enhanced.
On what feel you want to convey, you know, that variation will come.
Yeah. In fact, some people might sing even
Madhava Govinda, Govinda Madhava Naam.
So it depends on the feel you convey to
want
the Lord.
To express. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. So let's move on and discover more about this bhajan. Let's dwell on its notes. Shall we do that, Anirudh?
Yeah. We can also discover some nice patterns.
La 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 la.
So we can see what swaras make those patterns.
Sure.
Let's do the first line.
Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, Sai Naam Gaate Chalo, Saga Pa Da Ma Pa Da, Da Da Sa Da Ni Da Pa Ma Ga. Sa ga pa da ma pa da, da da sa da ni da pa ma ga. Madhava Govinda, Govinda Madhava Naam Gaate Chalo. Pa ga re ga re sa re sa ni da sa, da ni da pa pa sa sa re re ga.
Pa ga re ga re sa re sa ni da sa, da ni da pa pa sa sa re re ga.
Govinda Vithala, Gopala Vithala, Re ga re sa sa ma da da ni da pa.
Re ga re sa sa ma da da ni da pa.
Jaya Parti Vithala, Jaya Sai Vithala, Sagama Pa 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 Gari Sa Da Da Ni Da Pa.
Sagama Pa 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 Gari Sa Da Da Ni Da Pa.
Jaya Parti Vithala, Jaya Sai Vithala, Nisanidada, Nisanidanida Papa.
Nisanidada, Nisanidanida Papa.
Madhava Govinda, Govinda Madhava Naam Gaate Chalo. Pa ga re ga re sa re sa ni da sa, da ni da pa pa sa sa re re ga.
Pa ga re ga re sa ni da sa, dani da pa pa sa sa ri ri ga.
So what is the beat of this vibrant bhajan, Anirudh?
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is also called as Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3.
Hari naam gaate chalo, Sai naam gaate chalo,
Hari naam gaate chalo, Sai naam gaate chalo.
Madhav Govinda Govinda Madhav naam gaate chalo,
Madhav Govinda Govinda Madhav naam gaate chalo.
So that gives us a good idea of the beat and the raga. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Shishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Now that we are done with the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding what this bhajan conveys. And for this we have Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's university, someone who had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence during his student days and even now sings in the Prashantinilam Mandir whenever he is in Prashantinilam and regularly sings in Swami's abode in Chennai, Sundaram. Saram, Brother Balram Chandran, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today Swami has blessed us to discuss Honda Bhajan Harinam Gate Chalo.
Saram, brother. Very happy to be here again.
Even as I tell you this, you know, when I say Harinam Gate Chalo, and we are now in October 31st on the threshold of moving on to the month of November,
yes,
the month, you know, which everyone is waiting for the D-Day, for the moment where so many people have been eagerly preparing and training themselves and doing a lot of sadhana.
Yeah.
Also, and you know, to want to offer their best to Bhagwan. You see, all over the country, there is so much of energy and fervor. And in fact, now we have on the last day of this beautiful cultural festival by devotees of Tamil Nadu, which I very much part of. You know, I feel everything is part of that big momentum, Harinam Gaate Chalo, for 90th birthday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, brother, you put it very nicely. Because if you look at this particular bhajan, you are saying Harinam Gaate Chalo. So the moment the word chalo comes, like you nicely put it, it refers to a journey. Because the moment you think about, you know, spirituality or your spiritual progress or your evolution in terms of a journey, you know, there are many things which come to mind. For instance, the first thing which comes to mind is a book called The Pilgrim's Progress, which you would have, I think.
Yes, many years ago, there was a talk given in the school by our revered Mishra sir.
Okay, yes.
Based on this book.
Absolutely. So yes, it's all about the pilgrim's progress, and like you rightly said, I think whatever we are doing in terms of our collective sadhana for Swami's birthday, the 90th birthday, is a big push forward in this journey. You know, it's a big boost, because in a journey like this journey, which is not even a journey of one lifetime, but I think many lifetimes,
yes,
it's a long journey, and you require those, you know, doses in between, which keeps you really going. And it's not an easy path.
Yes.
So there are a lot of obstacles to cross. There are a lot of temptations which you will have to overcome.
Yes.
And somewhere you are also, you know, working against nature or your lower nature.
Yes.
So, you know, rising above that is a major challenge. And I think that's where you have to look for that impetus. And I think the most beautiful thing about this bhajan is because it talks about a journey. And in fact, if you see consistently, it talks about a journey all throughout. Because the word chalo is there everywhere. Hari naam gaate chalo, Sai naam gaate chalo, Govinda Gopal. So if you see,
Move forward.
And in fact, two patterns I noticed in this bhajan. One is, it talks about a journey. Second is, It talks about what will give you the energy for this journey.
Yes.
And consistently they have stuck to one theme, which is the name of the Lord.
Name of the Lord.
Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, Sai Naam Gaate Chalo. And then it's the different, you know, names of our Bhagwan, which they have consistently talked about the name.
Mm.
It is not very often that you find a bhajan which maintains a consistent idea all throughout. The idea of a travel and the name of the Lord being the, you know, the tonic which will give you the power to move forward.
Yes.
In fact, when I was thinking about this bhajan, brother, there were two things which came to mind. If my memory serves me right, I think it's Emerson who said this, and I think it is quoted in Loving God by Kasturi Sir. If I may not have got it exactly right, but I'll recollect what I have in my mind or what I remember. He says, there's a beautiful quote which goes like this. He says, the devotee is or the sadhaka is addressed as, "O weakest, meekest, blindest, I am the one thou seekest." So the Lord is telling the devotee, "O weakest, O meekest, O blindest, I am the one who thou seekest." And Kasturi Sir, I think, writes about this in Loving God, and he makes a very beautiful reference to another famous song, which, brother, maybe I'm sure you heard. There's a beautiful, beautiful song which goes like, "Lead kindly light amidst the encircling gloom, lead thou me on." So lead kindly light. So I believe Kasturi Sir thinks about this idea. He ruminates on this idea. He says, why when you already have a light, you know, which is, you know, ready to lead you. So why is it just the light is enough? So where is the need for, you know, you to be led by hand? But I think he writes Swami's own answer to it. He says that it's almost like the Lord is telling you the light is just not enough, because you are not just meek, you're not just weak, you're also blind. So you need to be led literally by the hand. It's not enough if the light is there. So you need to be led by the hand. So the Lord is, I think, so compassionate, he leads you by the hand. If you see in this particular bhajan, brother, if you look at the various names which have been used, most of them are, you know, Madhava, Govinda, Gopala. So the word Govinda, Gopala comes very, very often. And I think, like Swami has told us many times, the Go is, in spiritual parlance, is the Jivatma.
Yes.
And Gopala is the person who is, you know, has a responsibility of leading the, you know, the cows. If you talk about Jesus again, he's the shepherd.
Yes.
So you talk about Krishna again, he is, you know, the person who leads the cows. And I think it's the name which is used to lead. In fact, I was just remembering one more thing. Again, talking about journeys, I think it was Ramakrishna Paramahamsa who spoke about it to his disciples. One day, speaking to his disciples, he said, you know, Rama needed a bridge to cross the ocean. Rama needed a bridge, not to cross the ocean, the Setu. But what happened is, his disciple, a monkey, Hanuman, didn't need the bridge he crossed because he had the name of Rama.
Name of Rama.
So I think Ramakrishna talks about it to his disciples, and in fact, all of them have a good laugh saying, "See, Rama needed the bridge." But then Hanuman used his name and just, you know, kind of jumped.
Yes.
So I think that's the power of the name. I think Swami has told us so many times about this. So that's one beautiful thing, because all throughout, if you see, it's the name which gives you the impetus to go forward on this journey. And you are the cow, the Jivatma, who is being led, and he leads you by the name. I think the name is what
the name is what will give you all the power to move
absolutely
forward.
Name gives you the power to move forward. In fact, if you see, the first name used is Hari Naam. Again, quoting from the gospel, there is a gospel of Ramakrishna, there's a particular portion where one of the direct disciples of Ramakrishna actually comes and asks him, saying that, you know, the you know, your six vices, which are your greatest enemies in the spiritual path, how do you overcome them? So the biggest of them, he says, is desire for sensual pleasure. So how do you get over it? And when he asks Ramakrishna for guidance, in fact, at that point of time, I believe in Dakshineshwar, there was a Hatha Yogi who used to, you know, Hatha Yoga is also a path where, you know, you can actually overcome, you know, such tendencies. But Ramakrishna sternly warned the disciple against going there. He said, "Don't go there, because there is a possibility, if you're not properly guided by a perfected soul, you could actually, you know, get attached to the body, and, you know, instead of becoming a means to an end, it'll become an end in itself." So it warned him against that. And so the disciple asked him, then, "What's the way out? How do I, you know, overcome my craving for sensual pleasure?" And very simply, Sri Ramakrishna tells him, "Just chant the name of Hari." So the exact name he recommends is, chant the name of Hari. In fact, at that point of time, the disciple dismisses it, thinking that the master does not know a better way. So he's maybe just talking about this. So, but then he says, okay, let me just try it. What's the harm in experimenting? And he actually chants the name of Hari. And within a few months, he actually starts seeing results. And I'm talking about a direct disciple called Yogananda, who's supposed to be, whom Ramakrishna himself used to refer to as an Ishwarakoti, an ever-perfected soul. He was supposed to be Arjuna in his previous birth. So, I think Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, that way the word Hari is very, very significant. You know, some of these bhajans, I'm sure people didn't sit and contemplate and write. Or, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't have, you know, researched and written. But I think that's why I think Swami feeds the word so beautifully into their mouths when they compose these bhajans. So, Hari Naam Gaate Chalo, Sai Naam Gaate Chalo, Madhava Govinda Gopala. So, it's the cow who needs guidance, who's guided. In fact, brother, do you remember this? Why? I don't know whether you were there in Trey when this happened. Talking about the power of the name. Of course, Swami has always said the Lord's name is even more powerful than the Lord's form. But do you remember the episode when one Swami told us, he described it through a very beautiful example. In fact, he said in Trayi, let's say that I want to call a particular person. Let's say I want to call Bishu and I describe you. I think that boy who's, you know, slightly medium height, white shirt, specs, you know, round face. And then all this with a little bit of receding hair, if I may say so. And then, of course, not at that point of time. Mm. But if you were to describe this, half a dozen boys would put up their hand. But if you come inside and say Vishweshwar, there'll only be one person who puts up his hand. Mm. You remember this episode?
Yes, Swami mentioned this.
So, I think Swami mentioned this as, you know, the sheer power of the name of the Lord.
Absolutely. In fact, this is a thought which many times comes to me. If you look at the avatar also, so much emphasis on chanting the name.
Absolutely.
So much emphasis on bhajans. You know, today you have this Sundaram. Just yesterday I was thinking, the avatar, right in the early phase of the start of his mission, he gave so much impetus to bhajan singing that, you know, today you have this Sundaram bhajan group, which has such a long history. Yeah. And even before the Prashanti Mandir bhajans started releasing any products or something, Bhagwan guided them to, you know, to come out with CDs and, you know, be an instrument in the propagation of the chanting of the name of the Lord.
Correct.
And same thing happened. It has happened in so many places. You know, he encouraged so many people to get into this singing.
Yeah.
And such a easy mode. In fact, other day when I was reading the prophecies of one of the sages of yore, who had written about what will Kali Yuga be like.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, the sage mentions from these palm leaves all the evil designs that Kali Yuga would experience, that we are now seeing, you know, the conflict between brothers and corruption and lack of respect for a woman. Everything is in detail, actually. In fact, if you read that, there are some 15 points about what this age will be like, and everything matches to the people's mental state, mental inclinations, society states, national leaders. Everything matches. But in the end, it says the only positive thing about Kali Yuga is this. To attain the Lord is actually the easiest in Kali Yuga than any other Yuga, because unlike any other Yuga, here you have to just chant the name and you can attain the Lord.
Oh yes, absolutely. And in fact, ironically, it becomes easier.
Easier.
Suddenly you don't need tapas, you don't need yajnas, and you don't need puja. It becomes
and when
just
I look,
the name.
When I think about it, see how Swami did it. You know, he made chanting the name of Lord for us so easy. And so effortless, actually, and so enjoyable.
So enjoyable. Absolutely.
It is not like doing a tapasya where you have to undergo so much of physical, mental strain. It's not as if you have to do a lot of yagas. You need resources. You need so much of other paraphernalia.
Yes.
Nothing. He just made bhajans which anyone can chant, however they chant. And he added a lot of music to it, a lot of beauty to it. You know,
exactly.
People, you know, spend their lifetimes just singing bhajans.
No, so true. In fact, and also, yeah, like you said, no paraphernalia required and no prerequisites in terms of, you know, qualifications or in terms of time and place. You could be doing anything and then you can still chant the name of the Lord. In fact, just your Om Shri Sairam about 1,000 times takes about an approximately 8 to 10 minutes, brother, which means, in fact, you know, there's a very interesting concept called Purascharana. Purascharana means you take the number of syllables in the name or the mantra you're chanting multiplied by a lakh. It's called Akshara Laksha. So number of aksharas multiplied by 1 lakh, which means if you sing Om Shri Sai Ram, which as per my limited Sanskrit knowledge is 5 syllables. So Om Shri Sai Ram multiplied by 5 multiplied by 1 lakh is 5 lakhs. 5 lakhs is one purascharana.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they say is that if you do a certain number of purascharanas, depending on your level of spiritual maturity in the journey, you know, again the journey, you each time you do a purascharana, a knot gets untied. And you know, mm-hmm. finally till it leads you to liberation. In fact, you heard of Tyagaraja Saw Rama.
Yes.
He actually did Purascharana of Shri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama. That was of mm-hmm. course huge and he had to mm-hmm. do so many. But mm-hmm. Swami's made it very easy. Om Shri Sai Rama is just 5. Mm-hmm. Think constant connect with the Lord. And I think now constant connect is even more important when you can directly yes. be in touch with Swami. Why look for any other path? So I think that great sense of inner connect comes if you chant Swami's name. And one Purascharana will, you know, 5 lakhs is, Om Shri Sai Ram is very easy to do.
Yes.
Because 1000 takes only 8 to 10 minutes on an average. And you can use a Japamala, whatever, to keep track. And say something like 9000, if 9 is a divine number, 9000 approximately takes about 1.5 hours a day, which is actually easy.
Easy.
If you plan it. So there's, yes, Swami's made it so very easy. Kali Yuga, I think Swami said 4 legs, 3 legs, 2 legs, and Kali Yuga only 1 leg.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about a disadvantage, but I think Swami said, no, Kali Yuga, the progress is so fast, like running.
Yes.
So at a time, only 1 leg is seen.
Yes.
So, amazing. Yes.
And as you move on in this bhajan, you have Govinda Vithala,
yeah.
Gopala Vithala, Jayaparthi Vithala, Jay Sai Vithala, and this Vithala is to me a very, very powerful imagery of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, because it is a eloquent essay of reverence to parents.
Oh, yes. 100%.
And how, if you do your duty, God will stand at your door.
Absolutely.
I think that is such a beautiful message.
Yeah.
And when I think about this bhajan, you know, this whole bhajan is that you should not just sit and chant. You know, you should be active. You should be energetic. You should have that vibrancy about you. You should be happy and you should be engaged in God's work.
Exactly.
Just like, you know, Vithala Pundalika. He was so engaged in God's work that, you know, God almost became a sort of subservient to his devotion.
Yes. Yes.
So I think that is the example of Hanuman, and you know, that is the example that these amazing souls gave us, and so beautifully conveyed in this bhajan that, you know, you just can't only be chanting, you have to be really doing his work.
Yeah, yeah, man mein ram haath mein kaam, like yes. Swami says. Yeah, that's a very beautiful point, brother. It also, I think, yes, it talks about not just sitting and chanting the name of the Lord, it also talks about being involved in his work, because the chalo, that motion thing,
yeah, that motion is there.
Yes, and interestingly, you know, purascharana means kinetic.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire, because they say that when you actually do purascharana so many times, the mantra, the name becomes kinetic, and kinetic energy actually builds in. In fact, I remember one of the dramas we put up as part of the Tamil Nadu youth group. Guha gets into the boat with Rama, and T.G. Krishnamurthy uncle, the ex-state president of Tamil Nadu, was guiding us. He was actually telling us that Guha actually sat, and only he was, because you're having darshan of Rama, you don't get it every day, and he was chanting the name of Lord Rama, and the boat moved on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, if you see, it makes sense, because he must have chanted the name of Rama so many times that the mantra had become kinetic, and kinetic mm-hmm. energy is movement.
Mm-hmm.
So the boat moved on its own, so it made a lot of sense. So see, that's also a journey. The name of the Lord can actually propel you forward in this journey.
It works both ways. The name of the Lord, if you really chant, it will give you that energy and propel you to
it
do his work.
It propels you.
And as you do his work, you should keep chanting the name,
exactly.
so that you know, you get re-energized to do more work.
Absolutely. I think the name leads to the motion, and the motion, and while in motion, you keep the name in mind so that it gives further impetus to the
service
motion.
And sadhana.
Service and sadhana. Absolutely. And yes, I think often what happens is one or the other gets, you know, and you either, you know, focus too much on one,
yes.
and then miss out the other. Because I think if out of seva you take out the sadhana bit, then there's not too much of, it becomes like Swami said, good work, but not necessarily God's work.
Yes.
I think it becomes God's work only if it propels you forward in the
yes.
journey. You know, the discovery from what you think you are to what you really are. You know, from the body to what Swami says what you really are. And I think that way, at the end of the day, I think that was his only agenda.
Absolutely. And in fact, the grand example from Ramayana which Swami always quotes is Hanuman and Vibhishana.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when Vibhishana asks Hanuman, why is it that, you know, I have not yet had the darshan of the Lord? You know, I have also been chanting the name of
yeah.
the Lord. And how is it that, you know, you have so many beautiful opportunities to serve him, and
yes,
why am I not being so blessed? And that is where Hanuman so clearly says that it's not enough if you just stand the name, you have to do his work.
Ramakaryam, correct.
Ramakaryam also you have to do.
Yes.
And I think it's that is what this bhajan is propelling all of us, all the Sai devotees, that you know, you should be joyous, you should chant his name, and with that vigor, you should do his work.
Correct. And the other aspect which comes out is because gate chalo, chalo, gate chalo, gate chalo, gate chalo also means don't stop.
Don't stop.
Do it, you know, not even intermittently. In fact, it's like continuous. In fact, making interesting, now I'm seeing interesting links. The moment you say Purasharana, one of the impacts of Purasharana, in fact, there are people who have written the effects of Purasharana as a clinical report, you know, of what actually happens if you do Purasharana. There are very interesting articles.
Mm-hmm.
These are serious sadhakas who have done this. Actually, you know what happens, brother, after some time? When you do this continuously, and it's a simple habit if you follow and do it over a period of time with effort and dedication, what happens is the name becomes part of your breath. In fact, when you're in a neutral state of mind, when you're half asleep, when you're walking, unconsciously the name repeats itself on its own.
On its own.
Without any effort. In fact, I believe that particular state is called ajapa japa.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you don't consciously do the japa, but the japa has become part of your breath. It takes you. So that here it's actually gate chalo. It's like, you know, your Radio Sai which runs 24/7. So you become a, you know, moving Radio Sai.
Moving, yes.
Where you are constantly,
connected,
I think, chanting.
With Sai. I think
constantly
that's
connected
how
with Sai.
You're all absolutely the time connected with Sai. I think wonderful. I think there's so many beautiful lessons. Actually, you know, but to me, this bhajan is a bhajan which, it's a bhajan of really joy of
yes,
of chanting his name.
You know,
because this is a bhajan which really lifts up the spirits,
yes,
because of the energy and because of the vibrancy.
Correct.
And that is what God's name should do to us.
And it's a, if you look at the raga of the bhajan, it's a great appeal to the devotee saying, come on.
Yes.
Because Harinam Gate Chalo, this is a tune.
Yes.
It's also something which really, you know, prods his devotee.
Yes.
Almost pleads to the devotee. And almost pleads to the devotee saying, please, come on, buck up. And then
yes,
start chanting the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Just hoping that this gives us the inspiration, brother, to, you know, continuously chant his name and make it a part of our breath.
Yes.
I think that's the end of the day, only that matters.
And that is the only thing that will power us and empower us to finally become that powerhouse of love that Swami always wants us to be.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
That was Brother Balram Chandan, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and a regular bhajan singer in Bhagwan's abode in Chennai, Sundaram. With that, we move to the last segment of this program. Let's listen to the final version of this bhajan, the complete version as it is sung in the Prashantinilam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University.
Harinam gate chalo, Sainam gate chalo. Madhav Govind Govind Madhav Naam Gaate Chalo. Govinda Vithala,
Govinda Vithala Gopala Vithala Jaya Parthi Vithala Jaya Sai Vithala Jaya Parthi Vithala Jaya Sai Vithala
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this presentation with love and gratitude at his lotus feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 24th December 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.